Tour Waltz and Jesus Culture, Sound of Adoration.
I've missed them.
What does adoration sound like?
Just like that.
Yep.
Good morning.
It's proper drum beats.
It's Risenstein. We are talking about...
Practice. Not a game.
Talking about Rosh Hashanah, which begins tonight at sundown, the year 5778.
And it's exciting. You know, I love new things and changes and transitions. And frankly, the 777, it's time to move on. It literally is. But I mean, it was a year that it was filled with some very uncomfortable things. And so the change for me, I think it's very welcome. So the big question, how's it going to affect us this year? So number one, this year is about reaping and sowing, all right? So it's when we reap what we've sown. It's a good way to look at it. You did this, now you do this, or now you do that, if you will. So there's going to be a literal transition. Things you've been waiting on, it's just like a door opens, because it really does. Or maybe a wall that has the needed to block the things, suddenly
right.
It's there. So Jesus is Lord of the harvest, right? So one kernel of corn becomes an ear of corn. Hmm. One seed becomes a plant with many seeds, and a stalk with many ears, right? So listen to this scripture, Isaiah 54, 11 through 17. I would say, prophetically speaking, that this scripture pretty well sums up the year. Afflicted city, lashed by storms and not comforted, I will rebuild you with stones of turquoise. All your children will be taught by the Lord, and great will be their peace. In righteousness you'll be established. Tyranny will be far from you. You will have nothing to fear. Terror will be far removed. It will not come near you. If anyone does attack you, it will not be my doing. Whoever attacks you will surrender to you. See, it is I who created the blacksmith, who fans the coals into flame and forges a weapon fit for its work. And it is I who have created the destroyer to wreak havoc. Now, pay attention here. Many, many versions, most of them have a semicolon right there. So I'm just going to draw your attention there. I have created the destroyer to wreak havoc, because that should be going, whoa, hey, hold on. And then it follows with this. No weapon forged against you will prosper or prevail. And you will refute every tongue that accuses you, which was this last year, of course.
Right.
This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. So that semicolon indicates a pause, right? God has done something that appears to be bad, but wait, pause. God also placed boundaries and rules in the game so that the outcome would be sure. And that's the significance of the flip to this year.
Right.
In the time of the 777s, we couldn't always see the boundaries. So it was like, what in the world? This year, they become very visible. We'll have a clearer picture of what God's specific will is for us and how he wants to use us. Those who have been on the receiving end of the sword will reap Isaiah 54. What you can't believe can change, it really can change. And hearts that are hardened and fallow can be made new. Sometimes
Amen.
It just seems like, what? This is never going to happen. Yes, it is. Preachers always predict breakthroughs. This year, they'll actually be right. It'll be their year. So, you've been waiting. There's a breakthrough.
You are going to have a breakthrough this year.
They say it every year. Okay. So just like a broken clock, they're right two times a day. So for you preachers that preach that, this is your year. So you, specifically you, are the change. Eight means change, right? So creation was what? It was change. Light was, change, because it was darkness. Sin was change. Oh, it was perfect. Actions were taken. So we have a lot to do with the change we experienced this year. And just underline that thought. God's job, create. He spoke, and it was so. Adam's job, name the animals. He spoke. It was so. Kind of similar. Every choice, every decision will open a door of opportunity, or erect a wall, if you will. Every morning he walked with them. They could hear his voice before they could see him, but they were still curious. They knew what happened when they obeyed, but what would happen if they didn't? They know what was spoken, right?
Right.
But now they were hiding, afraid of what he would do. because what did he say? You're going to die. So they're obviously afraid he's going to kill him. But in reality, he was slain from the foundation of the world. And he wasn't going to kill him. He was going to lay down his life for them. So it was a significant difference from what they expected. Coming up, what is our job? The words be fruitful and multiply. We're going to jump back into Genesis and see what that really means. Mm-hmm. Because the way we read it actually isn't correct. I mean, it is correct, but not fully correct.
Mm. We're going to talk about multiplication.
Multiplication.
Coming up on Rise and Stein with Ray Haynes.